see, and it takes a long time. And they have fence rail. They just cut rail. Some of them are 6 and 5 foot and 6 foot long, and they cross them so you make a fence. Mm-hmm. We got barbed wire.
And what kind of
fence? They call them rail fences.
That was a rail fence?
Mm-hmm. They could take a tree and just fell it and not trim it up or anything and put it over, it would be make a pretty good fence, see. And just, they cross just, them like this, see.
To just lay two trees there?
Yeah. Just build it 4 foot high, whatever you wanted. Mm-hmm. See, if you want to take one 8 foot, you shorten it, and if you want to low, you reduce the length of it.
So they didn't always split wood, they just sometimes laid trees.
They call rail splitters, see, make mm-hmm. rail fences. They had rail splitter. They put a wedge in a tree or something and hit it.
Like Abe Lincoln did.
Yeah. That's where it originated, I think. Rail splitter. Mm-hmm.
But when did they get barbed wire fence? Can you remember that, or did they always have it?
Oh, about 75, 80 years ago.
You see,
in the early days, the North had all the equipment, see. They had all the steel mills, where the steel was made. Mm-hmm. And you know, when the North and South are still trouble there with commercial buying and selling thing. They didn't want the South to come out.
It
was hard to get. So finally they come to it, and South got a little currency and needed things. Why? They said, well, why not? We can go down there and build a bedpost country, which was a good thing. They're doing it today.
Mm-hmm. Because there was still a lot of resentment towards the South.
Okay. I guess it is, because you can take the Korean War and the World War One. There's no animosity at all. See, but now there is on the Civil War, mm-hmm. and nobody's here living now was in it at all. Mm-hmm. And you've got the recent wars. You've got a lot of people still living, mm-hmm. and yet you don't find it. I don't know. I guess it's like Carnific, and it gets in your blood. I guess I don't know. It's just a thing you can't shake.
Yeah. Is this part of your upbringing?
You know, like the priest told me one day, he says, all religion is good. I told you that once, I believe. If you let the technicalities of it alone, and if you find the right answer, they wouldn't believe you. So just clean up your sins every night and forget it. That meant why? Who created the Creator? And after that, somebody made this paper, it just didn't happen. Say, well, they come back with that, who created the Creator? Say, you can't answer it satisfactorily. You got to take it on faith. So that's the way it is a lot of things in life. You can't document it.
Yeah, well, it's like trying to explain what eternity is. There's no way we can say what eternity is and explain how time goes on forever.
May have computers, they may have manual bookkeeping, I don't know. Mm-hmm. And they say, well, paradise and heaven is two different things. And you don't know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe we'll find out.
Well.
But were the fences nailed together, or how were they put together?
Well, that's before the nails. They didn't have baling wire. See, then they had a wire that brought hay come wired together, see, in squares, see. Uh-huh. Not round, see, squares. Uh-huh. Well, until they got that, they had, they drill a hole in it, these, place it, they slip in like that, see, lock, self-locking before they got nails or wire.
And what kind of fence was that?
Rail fence.
That's a real fence.
So they hew out a hole and run it in there, mm-hmm. for the main part of the fence. And